mobile app, 11 o'clock hour. We have a spilled load in Scottsdale, northbound 101, just north of McDowell. Right two lanes are blocked. Also look for a crash eastbound I-10 at the Estrella Parkway out in Goodyear. Well, you might be stuck in traffic, but your money won't be. Send money around the world 24-7 with the Western Union mobile app. Next time you need to send money fast, get out of a jam and tap the Western Union app. It's money.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, mostly sunny today with a high of 87. Winds will be out the east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming west-southwest by the afternoon. For this evening, it'll be clear at a low of 66, with a west-northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, becoming calm. Sunny skies on tap for Thursday with a high of 88. I'm Wayne Schrupp from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here at Midtown, 77 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, it's a real estate show featuring the Elton Brothers on Independent Talk.
Who's to blame for this?
The voters for getting in line.
Helen Purcell blamed voters for her mismanagement of the presidential primary election. The Arizona Republic says Helen Purcell's mistakes disqualify her for another term. Helen Purcell's bad decisions span decades and contributed to 1 in 6 adults in Maricopa County becoming victims of identity theft. In 2010, Helen Purcell was sued for not securing ballots after they were cast. And again, in 2016, a device containing voter data was left overnight at a Glendale school, unsecured. Foreign hackers are now targeting Arizona election systems. Can we trust Helen Purcell to secure anything? Adrian Fontes was a classified materials controller with secret clearance. The Marine Corps trusted him with our nation's secrets, and we can trust him too. It's time to protect our democracy. It's time to send in the Marine.
Hi, I'm Adrian Fontes, candidate for Maricopa County Recorder. You can learn more about my campaign at electfontes.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Adrian Fontes.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
To The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers. Over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Back to the Future Wednesday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
I'm Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
Numbers to join in. Talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line always on Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318. And our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio, rushing your way. The latest real estate numbers plus a historical context for many first-time homebuyers. We're going to look at our market from the 1970s. Very interesting. Then in our loan segment, many ways to use conventional financing. Deanne's going to break them all down. Bottom of the hour, got some new listings and investment opportunities you will not want to miss. And down the stretch, our new favorite real estate tool of the week. Plus, we got some deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
I got a good pen. I finally added that little bowl over
there.
That
means a lot.
I'm just saying, you know what it's like when you get a good pen in your hand and you can write in it. It writes good and it feels good and it just gives you a good, solid, consistent
one of
ink.
Life's great pleasures. I will agree.
I'm telling you, this is a good pen. I don't know where it came from, but it was in that little holder over there. And I always come in here, look for pens. And you know what I normally get? I get like, you know, those little plastic things with the 15 different colors and you got to push the button down and half of them don't work. And I mean, seriously.
Well, then why don't you just take La Pluma with you when you bail?
I think we will.
It's all about the roll on the pen.
It is. Yeah. It feels good, and I'm all
good
fired
weight.
Up.
There's a good grip on it.
Telling you, it is like, you know.
You know, the best pen that I experience is the Pilot G2.
Whoa.
It's the Cadillac of La Pluma.
I do like that pen.
Yeah.
I happen to be a pen aficionado. I
got an ink joy in my hand, and I don't think it's going to leave.
Like, I got this Uniball pen in my hand right now, and it's a good pen.
It's a solid pen.
It's a stylish pen. This is one of those pens you can actually wear on your shirt and not feel embarrassed because it doesn't have the little clicker thing
sticking
up. Is
that a sponsored pen? Is there some literature on the side of it?
It's a good pen. The only question probably
sponsored by Elton Brothers.
The grip area is not rubberized.
Ouch, get rid of it.
The only thing that I would complain about with this pen.
Hey, you know what? Pens are like guys, you know, to women. You know, they got different parts, and they got different personalities, and if you... You know, you can interchange, and it's like they're like houses.
Pens are like houses.
You got a
good, and guys.
You got a good garage. You got a good kitchen. But you don't have a good bathroom.
Ah.
So you can interchange, and you can fix, and you can make things better. And things, things can evolve. Real estate right now is evolving. And I'll tell you what's on fire. Still. The rental market is on fire right now. We've had three rental listings in the last 2 weeks. We've got them all rented for high prices. You know, 1,700 square feet in Central Phoenix, patio home, gated community with a pool is very close to $1 a foot.
Then we just did two rentals in Scottsdale. McCormick Ranch, that's almost $1.20 a foot, not necessarily remodeled. And the other one went for close to $1.15 a foot.
Even out in Tremonto, we got this house in Tremonto. It's $1,500 a month for 1,600 square feet. It rented in less than 2 weeks at basically almost $1 a foot, 95 cents a foot. Even in Anthem, far out as Anthem, things are renting for $90 to $1 a foot. So if you're an investor, it looks like, you know, rates are kind of creeping up a little bit. I mean, I don't like to say, hey, get on it and do it now, but hey, get on it and do it now. I mean, because rates seem to be creeping up, and you got the 10-year moving up, and you got the inconsistency in rates. They're eventually going to have to move up, and I'm thinking we're starting to see that. So each click of the interest rate going up is less profit in your pocket as an investor, and less
you're paying cash.
Less you have to go to Chipotle if you're a normal homeowner, because each click of that interest rate affects you a little bit differently. So Get out there, buy some real estate. It's a great time. We got great inventory, 20,000 homes on the market right now and in active status in MLS. It's getting a little better. 19,000 is
the norm. It's evolving. Speaking of evolution.
Did you watch the vice presidential debate last night?
I caught some of it, Rick. I did.
I was playing racquetball, and I played 16 games of racquetball last night, and I am freaking wiped out.
And that ties into the VTB debate.
I don't know.
Debate.
I just thought I threw it out there. Oh.
Well,
you know me. I just throw things out there.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, look at that. Look at that squirrel.
It doesn't really mean a heck of a... I don't think it's going to change anybody who was one way or the other beforehand.
Well, yeah, probably not.
Trump was upset with Pence because he felt he didn't come to his aid enough.
Well, that's a perfect Trump.
No, I mean,
is that really true?
Yeah, day one after the only debate, there's friction within the party at the highest level.
It's so awesome.
He's first of all, you can't defend Trump.
No.
He's indefensible. So anyway...
It's entertainment.
It's entertainment, for sure. But I don't think it changes anybody's mind one way or the other. I give Pence a lot of credit for just sticking in there for an hour and a half trying to defend that clown that he's with.
Hillary in the office is not going to – there's just going to be nothing to – there's not going to be anything to talk about. Hillary gets in. At least if Trump gets in, we can laugh about it at Monday mornings. You
know? Well, if Trump gets in, Saturday Night Live's got 4 years of just I think it actually is more effective that they – that Hillary wins, and they check in with Trump every so often what he's doing after he lost.
Well, so I'm thinking, Trump wants to increase jobs and develop jobs. If he becomes president, there will be so many jobs created in the comedy industry.
I love it.
Writers.
Actually, Alec Baldwin did a very good Trump.
I thought he was okay.
I realize your standards might be a little bit higher. You're
like
running Darryl, those circles.
Daryl Hammond's funny.
But the writing was whoever wrote good. Baldwin's script. Yeah,
what,
that was
Baldwin
fun
did
stuff.
That many others didn't.
He was
parodying Trump's facial expressions really well. He got the physicality.
Well, and whoever did Hillary was great too. She was just great.
That girl's so funny.
McKinnon. Is that her name? Mary.
Yep.
All right. Rick, so I wanted to get to this. I got 2 minutes, and suddenly you threw me a curveball on politics,
which
always gets me in trouble. I'm going to have, my machine's going to be loaded up with people.
You know get out with OPB.
Well, you were talking about evolution of real estate. I thought it was interesting. There was a little article in the paper. Median home prices of first-time buyers' homes, and they broke it down since 1970. I thought it was interesting. Or so say, like 1970 to 74, the median home price of a starter home or a first-time buyer home, $87,000.
You weren't kidding, Back to the Future.
$87,000, first-time home buyer. And then let's jump up a little bit here, going to 1990. That's 20 years later. Prices essentially maybe up 10%, $98,000 for a starter home, 1990 to 94. That's an average first-time home buyer price. Then we took a nice little jump, didn't we?
Yeah.
Go up another decade to 2000. 2000 went from 98 to 144.7 or 144.8. And then the top of the market hit from 05 to 09, the average starter home, 162.
That was, I want everybody
so
in the house.
So for some perspective, then we kind of crashed. The bottom of our market was in 2011. 2011, the median home price in Phoenix went down to $115,000, median home price. Now, look at from 2010 to 2013, now we're back up to for first-time home buyer home, 140, and the median home price, the average median home price right now in Phoenix, 240.
God. Isn't that
evolution?
Awesome? We're evolving.
September foreclosures 300 now, 3,000 in 2011. Evolution. Speaking of evolution, many ways to use conventional financing. Deanne's going to break it all down next on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know. Like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
With 8 offices throughout the valley, First Arizona Title Agency averaged $2 billion of local real estate closings annually. Those dollars in turn generate jobs and add value to our local Arizona economy. First Arizona Title Agency is privately owned and operated by local businessmen and women and prides itself on giving back to the community with discounted fees to our teachers and first responders. To find an office close to you, visit firstaztitle.com or call 480-385-6500.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home.
Home, boy. Home, boy.
Everybody welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers. With Arizona Best Real Estate, you can call us direct anytime, 480-451-3000. 3318. If you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner, direct line at Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. She has over 24 years in the mortgage industry, one of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been deannotized. Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Deanne. What's going on today? I mean, there's a lot of hubbub out there about this 10-year kind of creeping up a little bit. People are like, whoa, what's up with that? What's up with that?
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
So does
up
that...
and down, up and down.
Mm-hmm. The 10-year getting a little traction, my brother's trying to say, so maybe rates...
My brother's trying to say. I like how he has to explain me.
Tricking, clicking up a tick, maybe, a little bit?
Yes.
Up a tick. I know we're going to get to that. Yeah. But Rick and I were talking about the evolution of how our market's evolving, and a lot of people have been on the sidelines. A lot of people have been renting and rent, as evidenced by, you know, rent rates creeping higher. But now there's, you know, lots of programs out there for first-time home buyers. I know we're going to talk about that next week because there's even more information. But what I really want to focus on is ways to use conventional financing that maybe not everybody's quite aware of.
It's really funny because, sure. I mean, it's funny because, you know, you rent these houses out to these people. Like we've done five high-end rentals in the last maybe month. And these people don't think twice about you question them about, so don't you think you want to buy something? You know, you could buy something. You're paying $1,600 a month for about the same type of house that you could actually buy in the same price range.
Less house.
Yeah. And you're paying a higher rent than what it would take for your mortgage. So why would you do something like that? And you just get answers all over the board from, I'm not ready to buy. I'll wait till after the election. Why should I buy now? I don't want the maintenance, blah, blah, blah. And it's kind of, interesting as to people's, you know, overall psyche when it comes to buying and, you know, buying versus renting.
But maybe they need a little extra cash. And Deanne, maybe you can enlighten us a little bit about, because the common perception, I guess, to put kind of a perspective on it, is the conventional, you need 20% down. And so, right. But there's other ways to structure it. So let's talk about that.
Oh, absolutely. Most people do have that perception. Oh, if I'm going to go conventional, I have to have 20% down. So oftentimes I'll get people with very good credit, good jobs, but maybe they don't have enough for the 5% down payment. And they don't realize that a few years back, the conventional programs changed their guidelines, and now all of the money can be gifted. And it never used to be. It used to be the first 5% had to come from the borrower's own funds. And not everybody has the 5% because they are paying these ridiculous amounts of rent. And so they can pay it, but they don't have the ability to save the 5% down. And so they think that their only option is to go with an FHA loan because everybody knows that that can be gifted, and it always has. And it used to be you could only have conventional gifted if it was 20%, or you had to have the first 5% of your own funds. But now even the first 5% all can be gifted.
All right, so we're saying a couple of things. So mm-hmm. It sounds like up to 20% down, those funds, up to 20%, can be gifted, I guess, from a family member, correct?
Well, even more than that. It used to be that if it was all going to be a gift, it was a minimum of 20%. Gift.
Gotcha.
Okay, and unless the borrower came in with their own first 5%. Now, if I have my son wants to buy a house, he has a good credit. We're going to buy a nice home. He's going to stay there for a while. You know, the advantage to a conventional is eventually that mortgage insurance will go away. Whereas, you know, now on an FHA, it lasts the entire 30 years.
And isn't it less conventional MI versus FHA on the mortgage insurance?
As long as your credit is good, yes. Yes. And so, the better the credit, the lower the mortgage insurance.
Okay, so up to 20% can be gifted. Don't need to come in with the first 5%. Also, conventional financing isn't just 20% down. You can do 10. You can do 5. Can you do 3.5? Can you do 3?
We actually have a program that it has certain income guidelines. But yes, if you're buying in Maricopa County, you can do it with 3% down. And it has a lower interest rate and a lower mortgage insurance. And Fannie Mae put that out to try to compete a little bit with FHA.
3% down conventional that can be gifted, and lower MI is out there.
Right.
Not too many people are aware of that.
No, no. And a lot of people don't utilize it, which is unfortunate. Because I made a decision for one of my little clients. She was a nurse, and she was buying a $200,000 condo. So typically there's a hit for condos. So if she would have went with the traditional 5%, her interest rate would have been 0.25% higher, and her mortgage insurance would have been about $30 more a month. So I ended up saving her about $80 a month on her payment, and all she had to do was go online and take a home buyer's education.
There you go. I mean, this kind of stuff adds up, $80 a month over time. Over time, you're in the house 5 years, you know, do the math. But again, we're talking with Deanne Reisner about conventional financing. If you have any questions about it, which is the best way to go for you, 3%, 5%, 10%, 15, 20 can be gifted. 602-606-6728. 602-606-6728. So I guess continuing on with that, Deanne, were you able to run any numbers on conventional?
No, because it really depends on your credit scores.
Right.
So basically, it's like any other program. Once a borrower calls, I really have to sit down and chat with them. That's why I say, please just don't email, what do I need? Because that's such an open-ended question. Without speaking to them and finding out everybody's individual circumstance, I really can't figure out which product is going to fit best for them.
In terms of credit score, to get the most flexibility, if you will,
right.
What is the, you know, the requirement, the minimum requirement, 720, 740?
You can get a conventional as low as 620, but you have to have an automated approval, and boy, that interest rate is going to be very tough.
To get the best interest rate, I guess.
To get the best interest rate, you need to be 760, 780 to get a good interest rate, anything north of 720.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, most people are going to, a lot of people will make that 720 right. threshold. And certainly if you're close, maybe Deanne has some ideas about, you know, getting you there. You can give her a call. How about rates, Deanne? You want to get into some rates? We got a couple minutes here.
Sure. Speaking of conventional, I don't think we've felt the full hit yet, but as Rick was saying, you know, with the 10-year going up. But anyways, 20% down, good credit. We're still hanging in there at the 4%, and we have an APR of 4.81. All in, you're looking at 1256.91.
1257. This is on a $280,000 purchase and 20% down. So see what you can rent. A $280,000 house or the equivalent thereof, $1,257. That's including the taxes and the insurance, correct?
Yes.
All in.
Absolutely.
All in, as they say. Wow. 4%. Yep. So we're still, I think last week we were at 3.875, I want to say. So maybe it's ticked up an eighth. I think we were under 4 last week. How about, where do you want to go next? FHA, VA?
Sure. Doing a lot of VAs. Veterans, 100% financing, 280. Rate is still hanging in there at 3.375 with an APR of 3.622, all in 1451.99.
Going 1452. $280,000 house, no money down. We could try to get the seller to pay costs if you have VA eligibility. Has there ever been a better time? 3.375. is what the money costs you.
Was there something going on with the VA system lately, last couple of days? Did anything happen to it with, like, I know I got a listing, and we have a VA buyer, and they said that the system was down. They couldn't order the appraisal last couple of days. Did you know anything about that, Deanne? Or maybe not?
Well, I haven't had any issues, but that wouldn't surprise me.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it happens with, you know, even on an FHA, because we have to go through their portal, the VA portal, So that's very possible. Yeah.
And what is the average time turnaround on an appraisal for VA?
Once an appraisal is assigned, the appraiser on a resale has 10 days to complete it. They've been coming in not too bad. It depends really on the proximity of the property, the complexity.
Got it.
Whether or not they're in the area. But VA is very short right now on appraisers.
Yuck.
So they're only setting assignments on Mondays, possibly Tuesdays. So if you write a contract on Wednesday, you say order the appraisal on Thursday, chances are it's not even going to go up for assignment until the following Monday.
All right. Got 30 seconds, Deanne. How about FHA?
FHA, 3.5% down, good credit. We're still hanging in there at 3.375, all in with an APR of 4.446. All in, $1,592.63.
Investors.
4.875, 20% down. Still under the 5, Rick. APR 4.988,
$1,372.93.
Great
job. Thanks, Deanne. Give Deanne a call. Rate's still incredible. When we come back, new listings, investment opportunities, more on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
Arizona News Radio. Analysts say Donald Trump has had a very rough week or so, but he was greeted with plenty of support Tuesday in Prescott Valley.
A vote for me is a vote for change. And a vote for me is really and truly a vote for you. That's what it is.
Trump speaking to thousands inside the event center there, many more outside the facility, some confronted by Trump opponents who called for voters to dump Trump. Two people arrested. In northern Arizona, nearly 40 people are in custody as the result of a year-long investigation into violent crime and narcotics trafficking, many of the suspects with ties to violent street gangs.
Over 100 law enforcement agency and personnel from various agencies served and executed search warrants in the cities of Flagstaff, Glendale, Winslow, and Page, Arizona.
Sergeant Corey Runge with Flagstaff Police. Three armed robbers hold up a gas station in Chandler, then lead police on a pursuit as they try to get away. Police spike stripped their tires and took them into custody. 88 degrees today in the central desert, low 60s in the high country. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KVNX traffic and service of the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Couple things to share, gang. Slowing eastbound I-10 still. 27th Avenue on into the tunnel. Scottsdale, a big mess. The right two lanes are blocked. Northbound 101 at McDowell. There's a big load of gravel. Nice job. Taking your child's temperature shouldn't be as stressful as fighting through traffic with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. A gentle scan on the forehead is all it takes. Pick one up at Walmart and other fine retailers today.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, mostly sunny today with a high of 87. Winds be out the east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming west-southwest by the afternoon. This evening, it'll be clear in a low of 66, with a west-northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, becoming calm. Sunny skies on tap for Thursday with a high of 88. I'm Wayne Trump from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here now at 81 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks on Independent Talk 1100. KFNX.
With 8 offices throughout the valley, First Arizona Title Agency averaged $2 billion of local real estate closings annually. Those dollars in turn generate jobs and add value to our local Arizona economy. First Arizona Title Agency is privately owned and operated by local businessmen and women and prides itself on giving back to the community with discounted fees to our teachers and first responders. To find an office close to you, visit firstaztitle.com or call 480-385-6500.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203-518.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. on groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. Missed any part of the show? Being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS. Get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, of course, completely free. And it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
What if people want to call here and talk on the radio about anything
what
real
if?
Estate? They can call us here. We got another half hour. Call anytime, 602-277-5369. Now, where do you think is some of the best values in the area for I'm talking about 3,000 to 5,000 square foot homes built in the last 10 years. Guess where it is? Guess where I'm finding amazing deals on houses?
Paradise Valley.
I'm going Surprise.
You're right.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now that, and you're going to hear it first, exclusively, 1100 KFNX Talk Radio. I was looking yesterday for some clients of mine in Surprise, and I am flabbergasted as to what I'm finding. 3,000 to 4,000 square feet, anywhere between, I'm telling you, these are single family homes with three car garages, pools, large floor plans, beautifully appointed granite counters, great flooring. They were built in the last 10 years, and they're anywhere between $240,000 to $300,000 for 3 to 4,000 square feet in Surprise.
And I would just say
I'm blown
this.
Away. Blown away.
Here's the amazing thing. Is it's really hard to you talk about evolution, how the valley's evolving. First of all, we're getting a lot of great new companies, a lot of big companies coming in here, lots of good-paying jobs coming in consistently. And the infrastructure is now catching up with the size of our valley.
303.
The 303 freeway.
But guess what,
is a game city? Let me just keep going with that theme.
Okay.
That is a game changer. That is a game changer because you got the 303 connecting the 10. The 10 has been widened now out through past Buckeye.
Buckeye.
And so I would say that all of those areas out there that used to be considered so far out are now very manageable, 25 minutes to the airport.
I get it. But why would prices be softening in those areas for such beautiful, larger homes? Is it because people are having less kids?
No.
Is it because people don't need such big houses?
How old did you say they were, Rick?
10 years.
10 years. What is 10 years? I don't know, the prices are softening. Those a lot
no,
of those homes
seen
were
reduced
built
on them.
At the top of the market.
But I'm saying that there's a lot of reductions out in that area. But guess what city was voted number 5 in the whole country for development and growth? In Maricopa County. What city?
Gilbert. Chandler.
Surprise.
Surprise.
I was going to say, it starts with an S. Surprise
is I just think there's still a lot of inventory to be working off out there.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the inventory, sure. It could be an inventory thing. It could be a...
Look at some of the deals you have going on out there right now. You have a couple short sales you're working on out in Surprise.
I do.
They're short sales. Why are they short sales? Because they were built in 05, 06. I mean, those are still some pockets. You're asking me about, you know, price compression. You know, that's one of the reasons.
The bulk of the whole outlying area was built 05, 06, 07.
Right. And you saw a ton of short sales, and we're still doing them out in, say, you know, Buckeye or Surprise or some of these areas out there where there was a lot of new construction going on. And I think they're still working that off. That's one of the areas.
If you need a property. Sierra Montana is a massive community out in Surprise. If you need a property, it's newer, great school districts out there, and it's very, very manageable to get to, freeway system, everything, you could get 3,000 to 4,000 to 4,500 square feet for under $300,000.
Okay, you just said the other thing. You said, you know, why is some of these properties still soft? There's also a lot of new construction going on out there. There's still, you know, builders are developing and building, and lots of permits are up, and so you're competing.
They're also more expensive.
I was just going to say, you're competing with the new builds. And so people are weighing, and those builders are doing very well out there. So you're weighing, you know, the 10-year-old house versus the new stuff, the modern floor plans, what have you. The new amenity-driven communities. So, you know, I see signs for new builds all up and down the 303.
There's going to be a lot of corporations being built up there. Lots of, yeah, I mean, it's lots just, of new development.
The valley has become much smaller with, you know, the freeway system filling out. There's no doubt.
Lots of mega car dealerships. That's what they build in new places.
So,
speaking of short sales, though, we were just talking about short sales.
I was just going to go there. Amazing that you were going to go there. Rick's working with a couple short sale buyers right now, investors. You know, we have to be patient on these. You know, everybody thinks, there's a lot of competition. The values are, margins are being squeezed. So you have to be patient to find the right deal. And just because there is a asking price on a short sale doesn't mean you can't get it for a little better. Some banks will work with you more than others. And, you know, we've been working with all the banks. So we kind of know if there's certain banks attached to a property, we might be able to, get a little more aggressive on offers. Even if the bank comes back and says, we want this price, there still could be room, is what I'm trying to say. And so you kind of have to work it. You kind of have to, you know, lose a five deals before you get the one that makes the most sense. You got to stick to your plan, your model. And if you guys are out there looking for a distressed property, give us a call. We can put you on our list and email you what you're looking for. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318 or email Elton Brothers, one word, @ Cox.net.
One of our listeners, Tom, just gave me a little text blowing me up saying we need to update our podcast section, which we will do. Sorry about that. He wanted us to update.
You know
the podcast.
What? He's right. Okay. So yeah, we have to do that. They changed people at the website place, and we got to redo that.
Thank you, Tom. We are on it. We are on it like flies on. I'm not going there. Anyway, Tom, why don't you give us a call and tell us about how your landlord situation's going? I know you got some rentals, and you know, being a landlord is a very interesting thing. But we're not done with short sales yet. I wanted to tell you about short sales.
Thank you.
Thanks for giving us a text, Tom.
Rick saw a fly and he went after it. Now he's back.
Squirrel. So it's a squirrel thing. So, short sales. Very frustrating to a point where, you know, banks will take their sweet time and to a point. But we're seeing them get a lot better. But I think a lot of times they are so value driven that if you buy a house for $300,000 in a short sale, and it's they will really scrutinize comparables. So you really got to get in deep with how the condition of the property and really put a fight to get these short sales at the number that you have the contract for. Because a lot of times they will come back and say, we want $340 for this house after you've been in escrow for 90 days.
Yeah, I guess that's why you went out and took pictures of every little nook and cranny of the house to try to make a case. That's what you have to do. You have to work it. You have to make a case for your offer, and banks will listen. You know, photographic evidence is one thing, and working on price is another thing. You know, talking to the, if they need comps, you know, you find them. You try to meet people out there, and if somebody wants to see something or show them what you're seeing, you know, you got to go a little bit the extra mile, which we try to do.
So I'll give you one example. We're doing a short sale right now on McDowell Mountain Ranch. The house is kind of trashed inside, but the exterior is beautiful. It's got a beautiful pool and a great lot, but the inside is fairly run down and needs a ton of work. So the BPO, where the bank called the real estate agent to get out there and do the value, he just did a drive-by. So he just did a drive-by and put a value on it, and we were just like, are you out of your mind? So we took a whole bunch of pictures. We set up a meeting with the bank. We presented our case. And then they agreed to get a new interior appraisal. And now they're coming up with a different value. So it's not an exact science. Every bank is different, and they all work these things differently. Some pay more attention than others.
Yeah,
so
but
it's just really about the agent that you have.
You got to go the extra mile in order to get the best possible deal and see if there's even a deal there. On the other side, if you're a seller, you know, we just said in the opening segment, the 300 foreclosures this year. There are still 12% approximately homes underwater in the Phoenix area. If you have questions, if you have any kind of hardship, you can't afford your payment, your loan is recast, and now the payment has suddenly gone higher, and you're surprised by that, can't afford it, you've lost your job, you have a medical condition that's making it impossible for you to continue to afford the house, and you're considering a short sale. Last couple we've done, you know, we got $10,000 for the sellers in relocation assistance. One right now in Phoenix, we got $2,500, $3,500. It all adds up. They're all different, as Rick's saying. Just give us a call. We'll consult with you at your convenience. Talk about listing your house for short sale. 480-451-3318. When we come back, we're going to talk about some new listings. Plus, we have our new favorite real estate tool I want to talk to you about. Plus, some deals of the week. Much more next on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
With 8 offices throughout the valley, First Arizona Title Agency averaged $2 billion of local real estate closings annually. Those dollars in turn generate jobs and add value to our local Arizona economy. First Arizona Title Agency is privately owned and operated by local businessmen and women and prides itself on giving back to the community with discounted fees to our teachers and first responders. To find an office close to you, visit firstaztitle.com or call 480-385-6500.
Yeah, help! Two medical snappers!
Cause down the road you find someone else good looking. Down the road you find another sweet baby cooking.
So I gotta yell hell. Back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton. Still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties. We're also family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you gotta sell your house, you bring in the Elton Brothers. You name it, we're here to help. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net.
It's warm in here. You should crank some AC.
Chet, what can we do about that?
It's a little warm in here. I'm going to sleep.
A little hot. Rick's, you know, he's a diva over here.
I know.
Yeah, sure. Did you see what just crossed on the ticker?
I did. How hysterical is that?
Wait, what ticker?
Which one are you talking about?
The stock ticker.
What about it?
Did you see what just crossed on the ticker?
Oil?
No, Priceline.com.
What about it?
$1,500 flat, even.
Is that good?
Is that good? It's $1,500 a share.
I was thinking about the story you were talking about during last segment where a guy's phone caught on fire in a Southwest flight from Louisville. How crazy is that?
What?
His phone caught on fire in a Southwest plane. It's another one of those Google phones.
Samsung. That's what you saw on the ticker.
That's what I was seeing.
You were looking at that, and I was looking at Priceline at $1,500.
Yeah, and the TV's only 2 inches.
My point is, I remember when Priceline was $200.
Oh, okay, that's. I was wondering what 15. That's pretty solid then.
No, that's incredible.
It's really funny about these Samsung phones.
You know who the big winner
fire
on that is? Check. You know who the big winner on Priceline is?
Yes, me, the purchaser.
Shatner.
That's right. Bill Shatner.
Bill.
I worked with him once, you know.
That's great. Right.
Brush with greatness. But yeah, William Shatner owns more Priceline than just about anybody. At least
that guy's drunk with wealth.
Oh, my God. It's insane.
Insane. Seriously.
You know, he's their spokesman, and then they gave him a whole bunch of money.
Look at that chart on oil. Oil's creeping up. We got gas prices raising a little bit, interest rates raising a little bit, and rents are raising a little bit. Now's a great time to buy, so you can at least put some sort of budget together and not think you're going to have to move every year to 2 years to 3 years.
Well, you know what Deanne was talking about? Deanne was talking about, you know, 3%, 5%, 10%, 20% conventional financing available that can be gifted. So, you know, lower MI. Actually, you know, we ran a little bit late on her segment, and I want to give her number out again. Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. Give her a call. But, yeah.
Actually, Priceline is at $1,499.80.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. Thanks for that update.
Just saying. So, let's talk about listings real quick.
Yes. Thank you.
We got a couple coming soon.
A lot of the listings we have
are being sold right now. There are a lot of them are under contract. But
can I tell you one that's not under contract that's brand new?
Yeah.
It's a week old. We got one in North Scottsdale. Beautiful gated community of Trovia. Near acre lot. 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath. Pool spa with Cantera trim around the deck.
Cantera.
3-car garage. 42 to 4,300 square feet. Built in 04. On the market right now for $1,035,000. This is a beautiful single level Monterey home, decked out, granite. We got knotty alder cabinets, huge extended covered patio, entertainer's delight in the backyard. This is a great one if you want to be in North Scottsdale. Great family home, huge bonus room, study, the whole thing.
I love the pictures of that place.
Yeah. Check them out. Check them out on EltonBrothers.com. Also, we had an infill splittable lot that was 295, now 265, right in downtown Phoenix in the Coronado Historic District. So you got approximately 14,000 square foot lot can be split, 265. So think about that. Think about, if you did split it, that'd be what, 122.5 a lot?
Something what's it like zoned? That.
It's zoned R6000, so one home per 6,000 square feet is the current zoning.
I wonder if we could change that zoning to multifamily.
It's possible. You'd have to get a variance from the city. There is multifamily across the – well, I would say multifamily, yeah.
I think that would be the highest use for that particular property.
I don't know.
Build a fourplex or duplex.
Considering another developer is building single-family homes on the street next door, I don't know if that's the best. But, you know, I can't say it can't be done. It's possible. It's a higher density.
A lot of people that call on that property want to know if they can build apartments.
Yeah. Well, I would say, you know, I know there's a whole process to it.
Of course.
You got to put a plan together, present it to the city. They give you a response. I mean, it's doable. I mean, there is multifamily across the street, as I say. So, but it's basically an area in transition, Rick. So you've got a lot of new construction and you've got old homes that are being, you know, bought up by some developers. Being scraped, and now, so you got a lot of new houses in the area. It's right close to downtown Phoenix, Coronado Historic District, 1,800 square feet, going for anywhere in the 400 to 450 range.
Got a house at 34th Street in Union Hills, north. This is an amazing property. This is 1,600 square feet with a pool on a cul-de-sac lot. The pool is on one side of the pie. And then you got in the middle, you got a beautiful paver patio situation that was, the patio kind of wraps around the whole back of the house. It's really kind of stunning. I've never seen such money and love and care put into a house as this particular house. It's listed at $310,000. It's completely remodeled. New kitchens, new baths, new flooring, new air conditioner, new water heater.
Check
everything,
out the pictures.
Everything.
Got good pictures of that one on eltonbrothers.com.
Pride of ownership. It's listed at $310,000. Got a lot for sale out in Fire Rock. This is 0.92 acres hillside lot for $275,000. Got another listing coming in Tatum Ranch, which is 1,700 square feet, three bedroom, two and a half bath. This house is going to be listed for $269,000. New kitchen, new baths, new flooring. One of the best lots for those cul-de-sac homes in Tatum Ranch. Got some other properties coming on soon, too.
Well, save some. Save some.
Save some for the fish.
But if you guys are interested in any of those, obviously, give us a call, 480-451-3318. We can get you hooked up. And,
if you're considering
putting your house on the market, we'd love to apply for the job. We do have a radio show, 35-plus years experience and flexible fees. We will meet with you at your convenience. It comes with professional photography, of course, the huge platform that is Arizona Best Real Estate and drone photography. Your house will look its best. We will market it the best we possibly can. We will talk about it on the air and get as many potential buyers, your house in front of as many potential buyers as possible. Just give us a call, 480-451-3318. We would love to chat with you about listing your home.
Some of the houses that I'm looking at right now, it's amazing the way people present their properties. I mean, some people have got to wake up, smell the coffee. You've got to go the extra mile, keep the landscaping clean, keep the exterior clean. The first thing people see when they walk up to your house is the paint job, is the landscaping, is the cleanliness, the front door handle. And then they walk in, and that whole thing has got to sell itself.
We're going to get the buyers to the house. Now the house has to walk. So speaking of cleanliness, Rick, I'm going to jump.
That's why I brought it up.
Yes, very good. So last week we talked about our favorite new real estate tool, the carpet rake, which is a great tool.
It's been a smash hit.
Smash hit. A lot of response about that. $29 Home Depot.
We got a call from Home.
Any shag carpet looks, or any carpet really, makes it look its fullest and most beautiful virgin best.
We got a call from Home Depot saying they're sold out of rakes now.
And now we got another little real estate tool that is my new favorite for the week. You ready? CLR. You know, like when you're in the shower, Rick, and you got those little water. We have Arizona, a lot of hard water. Calcium deposits on the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just get some CLR. That's calcium, lime, and rust remover. And you put it in a little tub, mix it with some water, and put it on the shower. It'll get rid of those hard water spots. It also is great for cleaning the faucets, any dripping, any calcium around the faucet, cartridges, I guess.
Misting systems?
Yeah, all that stuff. Anything that has kind of a valve, it's good for so many uses. Toilets, sinks, swamp coolers, HVAC, humidifiers, ceramic, porcelain, glass, fiberglass, cement, stucco, brick, stainless steel. Lots of great use. Safe on septic, safe on all plumbing, copper, plastic, PVC. And it costs about $10 at the most. You can even get it for less at Home Depot. But this is a great all-around little cleaner that can go around and just make all these surfaces look awesome.
And guess what? People out there think that you are being paid by CLR.
We're just trying to, you know, throw out little tips of experience.
We're not.
But we're just selling your home. It's rather than paying a cleaning crew, you know, all that money to come through, you can just buy a little CLR and it'll take care of most of the tough stuff.
Yeah, we're not being paid by Jake's Rakes either. It's just we want to teach people that you've got to go the extra mile to sell your property at the highest dollar amount possible. And that starts with cleanliness and all the systems being in order and the appointments of the house, and it's got to smell good.
It just doesn't
It is really elementary, folks. People walk in, they don't smell something right, they don't feel it's clean, they will walk back out and not know why they didn't put an offer in your house, except for the fact that it just didn't show well.
So we've given three of these tips. We've talked about lamps, we've talked about carpet rakes, now we've talked about CLR, all of which can be purchased for very modest amounts and do wonders for your house. So it doesn't have to be dark, doesn't have to be dirty, and the carpet can look brand new.
What are you banging around?
I'm ready for my deals of the week.
Here's Dave. He's just banging around things. What is his deal today? Too much caffeine.
All right.
Go ahead.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Go. Pick
you
one.
Go.
You got one?
You go. All right, I'll do one. I want to do one in Buckeye because Buckeye's the happiest place on earth. I don't even see any in Buckeye. All right, here we go. Buckeye, five bedrooms, three baths, 23,000 square feet. 3,000 square feet, five bedroom, three bath, built in 08, 198. Prices are creeping up in Buckeye. It's called Bup-Eye. Bump-Eye.
There you go.
Anyway, do another real quick. How about Peoria? Four bedroom, two and a half bath, 2,600 square feet, built in 1999 for $237 in Peoria.
Now, I think that place had a fire. It's possible. I'm very distressed. I want to thank our special guest, Dan Reisner.
It's called the
Suburban Mortgage. Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Our men behind glass, Chet Robert, a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, a radio show, and 35-plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. Begin your search, perfect home at eltonbrothers.com. We'll see you next Wednesday, right here, 11 a.m., Independent Talk 1100, KFNX, the Elton Brothers, real estate in the palm of your hand.
Baby, love me. You're listening to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations. KFNX News Time. It's 12 o'clock.
Espionage, Florida storm prep. I'm Chaz Henry. The Justice Department says charges are being brought against a government contractor